Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Thursday, April 29th, and Willie Nelson is 88 today. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories brought to you by Credit Union of Georgia. The GBI is asking for help IDing a woman involved in an alleged murder case. The Cobb Planning Commission chairman is resigning. KSU's president is on her way out. The Braves are going to host a vaccination clinic on Saturday. Mount Bethel United Methodist Church has filed formal complaints against the bishop of the UMC's North Georgia Conference. Jesse Evans, the lead prosecutor on the Ahmaud Arbery case, has resigned from the Cobb DA's office. Plus, J.P. Edwards is our man on the street, and he's asking about the games you're addicted to on your phone.
Tell me what game on your phone would be a struggle for you to give up.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation has asked for help identifying and finding a woman believed to be the last person to interact with Bethlehem's Rosanna Delgado. Ms. Delgado was reported missing April 16th and found dead in a Gilmer County home 4 days later. Authorities are calling her death a murder and have issued arrest warrants for 4 people they have identified as suspects, including one Austell man. The GBI released a brief video captured April 16th by a security camera showing a woman checking out several items at what appears to be a grocery store. Authorities believe she was the last person to interact with Delgado. The named suspects are 26-year-old Oscar Manuel Garcia of Austell, 30-year-old Megan Alyssa Colon of Stone Mountain, 35-year-old Juan Ayala Rodriguez of Gainesville, and 29-year-old Mario Alberto Barbosa Juarez of Oklahoma City. Galt Porter, chairman of the Cobb Planning Commission, is resigning from his post next month. The news was announced by Cobb Chairwoman Lisa Cupid at Tuesday night's Board of Commissioners meeting. Mr. Porter served as chair of the 5-member board-appointed body for just over a year, taking the spot in March 2020. He was recently the subject of a dispute between the Planning Commission and Board of Commissioners when he vocally objected to a proposed rezoning the commissioners had proposed for a piece of county-owned property. The timeline on a search for an interim president at Kennesaw State University is at this point unknown as the school waits for the Board of Regents to resume its own search for a chancellor. KSU President Pamela Witten announced earlier this month she'll be stepping down as president of KSU and has accepted the position of president of Indiana University effective July 1st. Prior to her work at KSU, she served as senior vice president for academics and provost at the University of Georgia. Ms. Witten's accomplishments include 2 consecutive years of record enrollment growth, an increase in racial diversity in the student body, creation and expansion of high-demand majors, and aggressive goals with respect to making KSU among destination universities for conducting research. The Atlanta Braves, Cobb Douglas Public Health, and Northside Hospital will offer free doses of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine Saturday at Truist Park. The event will run from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and anyone vaccinated at the stadium Saturday will be able to return May 26th for their second dose. Registration is required.
Everyone loves a winner when they're in your corner. With over 40 years of experience, Johnson & Allday can help you win in a variety of scenarios. Whether it's an auto accident, slip and fall, dog bite, or anything in between, Johnson & Allday can help you win. And here's the best part. They are so confident in their detailed process that they won't charge you a dime until your recovery for an injury claim has been secured. Visit them online at johnsonallday.com or call 678-785-9595 to get started.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
Mount Bethel United Methodist Church has filed formal complaints against Sue Hoppert Johnson, Bishop of the UMC's North Georgia Conference, and Jessica Terrell, District Superintendent of the Conference's Central West District, over the reassignment of Dr. Jody Ray, Mount Bethel's former senior pastor. Mount Bethel is about 9,000 members and is the largest church in the North Georgia Conference, and the conference is the largest UMC conference in the country. The complaints against the bishop and superintendent both include accusations of disobedience to the order and discipline of the United Methodist Church, while the one against the bishop includes relationships and/or behaviors that undermine the ministry of another pastor. Jesse Evans, a high-ranking attorney at the Cobb County District Attorney's Office and the lead prosecutor on the Ahmaud Arbery case, has resigned. Senior Assistant District Attorney Linda Dunikoski will replace Mr. Evans as the lead prosecutor on the case. 25-year-old Ahmaud Arbery was fatally shot on February 23, 2020, by two white men out for a run in a residential neighborhood near his home in Brunswick. His death caused public outrage after a video of the incident surfaced and was often cited at last summer's Black Lives Matter protests in Cobb and elsewhere. The case was referred to the Cobb District Attorney's Office in May 2020 after local prosecutors were forced to recuse themselves due to close ties with the accused shooters. And now community reporter J.P. Edwards is our man on the street, courtesy of Engineered Solutions of Georgia, and he's asking about the games you're addicted to on your phone.
Faith, next week is National Screen Free Week. What game on your phone are you going to struggle to give up?
Yahtzee.
Ray, tell me what game on your phone would be a struggle for you to give up.
Definitely Homescapes.
Reagan, next week is National Screen Free Week. Tell me what game on your phone would be a struggle for you to give up.
Probably this game called Ball Blast. Yeah, it's really fun. You, like, shoot these little balls and earn points, and it's just, like, something I do in my free time a lot.
Eden, next week is National Screen Free Week. What game on your phone would be a struggle for you to give up?
I don't know if this counts as a game, but I'm pretty active on Pinterest, and I think it would be hard to, not go on there pinning images all day.
And recipes you're never going to make?
Recipes, like, just pretty pictures of things. It's a real time suck.
Mark, what game on your phone are you going to struggle to give up?
I didn't know it was National Screen Free Week to begin with, but Words With Friends. I play Words With Friends a lot. And I play a lot of Friends at Words With Friends. So
are you good at it?
Yeah, I'm good at it. Well, except for a couple of times. A couple of my friends regularly whip my ass.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
Are you struggling to find the right home in these tough markets? Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake of Drake Realty, with 7 offices across Metro Atlanta and 2 right here in Cobb County. The real estate market in Cobb County can be competitive. That's why you need a team on your side. My team of over 700 agents is one of the biggest in the county, and we have been turning dreams into realities for 28 years now. Next time you decide to buy or sell in Cobb, trust the team that knows the lay of the land. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.